Support for Food for Thought comes from family-owned Bedrooms & More, specializing in two-sided mattresses from natural and organic ingredients. Some use wool, botanical latex, coil springs, and/or plant-based fibers. These mattresses have no additional ingredients nor chemicals. More at bedroomsandmore.com.
Got a cook on your gift list? Food commentator Nancy Leeson and KNKX's Dick Stein have some suggestions on today's Food for Thought.
So, Stein, have you got all your gift-giving needs taken care of?
Yeah, actually, I only have one gift I give to Groot every year, the 105-piece socket set, and that she returns for some reason every year.
You know, one of the least romantic and best gifts Mac ever gave me was a heavy-duty toolbox that I use when I schlep to teach cooking classes or when I go away, and it has every kind of kitchen gadget you could possibly need. But I brought that thing recently to a friend's house where we were cooking with a bunch of chefs, and Chef Mike Easton was there. He owns Il Corvo and Il Nido. And he was impressed with my toolkit and noticed that I didn't have one thing. So he gifted me, if we can use that horrid phrase, with a mesh scrubber. Okay, it's like this cloth that you can use to get dough right off your hands without having to run them underwater.
Well, you can just rub dry flour between your hands and it works very well.
That is true.
And you don't have to clean up the mesh.
What else you got?
Kitchen tweezers. Get a couple of them, the foot-long ones and the 6 or 7 inch ones. They're cheap. You'll be amazed at all the different stuff you can do with them.
Stein, do you know about Rancho Gordo beans? It's a Napa-based company that sells these heirloom beans. And I know, roll your eyes to the back of your head all you want. But you can get them at better specialty food stores around town. And you can even get them online at ranchogordo.com. But they're so delicious that I think they would look really good in someone's stocking.
You know, a bag of those might also be a nice gift that you bring when you go to someone's house.
Speaking of hostess gifts, a friend of Nate's,
your son,
brought me a hostess gift. This box full of reusable produce bags. They're cotton bags. There must have been 10 of them in a box. It's from a company called Colony Company. I take them with me to the produce department. I don't have to grab a bunch of plastic bags. These are reusable. They're washable. It was one of the better gifts I've been given in a really long time. And so I looked them up, not very expensive, at colonyco.com.
Here's some other things that are not expensive at all that any cook who doesn't have them would be glad to get. Flat metal skewers, the only way to go. The food doesn't turn around on them because they're flat. And those wooden ones, I don't care if you soak them for 10 weeks, they still char up. And just saying to Groot, if you're listening, I've already got a digital scale and it works fine, but I would love to get one with the pull-out display window. So if you've got an oversized bowl on the thing, you don't have to crouch down with a flashlight to read how heavy it is.
And with New Year's Eve coming up, here's a great one. A friend of mine was over recently and fascinated that I had a champagne stopper. Those things cost like $6 a piece. I use them all the time when I treat myself to a glass of sparkling wine. I can put that in, and the next day or the next day thereafter have one more, and it still keeps it with all the bubbles.
Really?
So those things are great.
Why doesn't a regular cork do that?
Because it'll go right out when it's sitting in the refrigerator. So, Stein, I have an idea for a gift that you can give me since you were telling me all about it the other day. I have this Sichuan-style broad bean sauce that I bought in the supermarket for about $3. You said you have something fancier than that. What is it?
Yeah, 3-year fermented broad bean sauce from Pijan Province, the home of that stuff. I got it from malamarket.com, Sichuan Cooking Supplies. I've gotten some huajiao from them, green and red, the Sichuan pepper. Way better than anything I've bought in the store. Much fresher. So, you need a gift for someone who likes to cook Sichuan? Get them something from Ma La Market with KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Here's a great gift idea. Cook for somebody.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Whatever you do, just don't get him a larding needle.
Stein.